4SZY monitoring.
4SZY and 4ZLK. Good morning.
Shane, how you doing today?
This is Rob. I was 98% confident your name was Rob, but I was confident about another guy the other day, and I think I got your names mixed up, and I was calling him Rob, and he corrected me, so I was going to make sure.
Don't believe him.
AB2A checks us.
Go ahead, Rob.
The drive into work, just thought I'd shout out, see if anybody was listening. How are y'all getting along today?
Just doing the same thing, driving into work. How about you, Dave?
I don't know what I'm doing. No, I'm going to pick up equipment. I got an install today. And I got an install Monday, got an install Wednesday, and I got customers to try and fix up in between all that.
About tired of this heat. I think the temperature is supposed to go down a little bit next week, but it's been rough.
I'm out there, but happens every year. Dave, you're probably, you remember the old time to make the donuts commercial? You're probably passing yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, passing myself, passing out, whatever. I actually had to stop what I was doing yesterday. I was doing a mini split install. And it comes to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just had to stop. The sun was beating the living daylights out of me. And it's going in the garage anyway, so it's not a big, you know, he's not, you know, the house is cooling fine. But I just had to stop and take a break. So I'm back at it today. I put off the mini split till Saturday, and then I got a bunch of stuff I got to do today and get caught up again.
I'm a buyer, so I work in the office all day. I'm thankful for that.
Appreciate the AC in the cab now. First 20 years of my career, 20-something years, I didn't have AC, but you kind of get used to it, and it would be cold when you walk into an office to make a delivery. I would prefer just to be outside. Now, going in the back of that truck to find what I was supposed to deliver was not fun.
Bad part is I've started to notice, you know, how hard of a time I have handling the heat now because, you know, I sit in the air conditioning all day. I'm just not used to it anymore. So now when I do have to get out in it, like cut grass or something like that, man, it really gives me a hard time. So, you know, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing all at the same time.
I work in so many years in Florida with air conditioning. It's quite a bit different because you don't have the dry heat like you do up here. Down there, it's all wet. And you get the cool in the afternoon when they get the rains come through. So it's a little bit different up here. KB2HXS Mobile. Go ahead, Shane. I don't know how them guys doing in the panel trucks with that AC, you know, the folks that deliver, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon people with no AC. I don't know how the heck they're doing it.
You know, the open doors, obviously, it's a big help, and they've come a long way. Those doors are a lot wider than they were when I first started, and the engines are a lot cooler and a lot more insulated. I can remember heat just pouring out of the little engine cover right there beside my legs in the summertime. The doors were so narrow, you almost had to turn sideways to get out. It was crazy, but you know, you make it. You just do what you have to do. Drink a lot of water.
I want UPS to go to air-conditioned trucks. I mean, didn't FedEx, don't they have AC in all their trucks now?
Well, you, as much as we had to deliver, it was a pain opening and shutting those doors. Even in the wintertime, I keep the left one, the driver's side, closed and leave the other one open if I was in a neighborhood or had multiple stops pretty close. If I had a long drive, I'd shut it, but the heat, you know, the heat was pretty good, but if you had to close that door every time, and then it's actually better just to sweat a little bit and let the cool air blowing through, let the air blowing through the van or the doors as, you know, you make turns. I wasn't ever, the only thing I wish they would do would cool the back a little bit somehow, put a little, you know, a little cooler in the back that would help out. Because that was the worst part. You'd open up that bulkhead door and step back into it's not like an oven, you know, 20 degrees hotter than what you were sitting in the cab. But actually, as of this last contract, this 2024 contract, any vehicle, any new vehicle made after 2024 has to have AC in it. So they have moved that way. They just are making the other ones last as long as they can.
Since y'all are a union, right?
Are.
But, you know, with getting things like this moved in the right direction, because without it, you know, you probably wouldn't be getting anything.
But it just, they like that mentality of always blaming the union and the union always blaming the company. So, you know, if they didn't have the union, people say we wouldn't have anything, but they wouldn't have any employees either. So they, I think it would balance out eventually. But, oh well, go ahead, Dave. N4, is that okay?
I had to fix the AC in my car, or in my vehicle, / work vehicle, or whatever. But I think I got it working a little bit better. But yeah, no, you got to pace yourself in this heat. Yeah, that's why I just kind of, I had to put the brakes on yesterday before I before I hurt myself, as it were. But anyway, gentlemen, I'm almost at my supply house here. I'm going to let you guys pick it up, and I'll be back on. I'll be on and off throughout the day. Shane to get it, KB2H Texas.
One quick question. Are you going out to see John on next week?
Yeah, he contacted me. I'm so slam busy that I can't stop what I'm doing. You know, I got to keep going. I'll get to him next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
Yeah, he didn't mention you specifically. He just said he had contacted somebody. He's back down in Georgia, so his air is working fine down there. But anyway, all right, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Talk to you later, KB2HXS.
See you, Dave. KQ4SZY.
Ditto. You guys have a good day. We'll catch you later.
I've heard this before, but how long of a commute do you have? Where do you... I know you're up in Spartanburg area, but where do you drive from and to?
We're on the west side. Technically, I have a Moore address, and I work in Lyman, so it's only about a 15-minute commute when I don't have to, you know, deal with drop-off and stuff like that. So pretty short drive.
Doing that school drop-off can really add some time. I remember those years. We had another guy. I haven't heard him in a long time. He used to live in Moore. I'm assuming he still does, but he got remarried and kind of dropped out of the circuit. Rusty, I don't know if you ever talked to him. WU2T. I just remember he'd always say, "Live," you know, from Moore whenever he was on the radio.
It doesn't ring a bell, but you know, I've only been licensed for, I think, about a year and a half. So, you know, he might have already been kind of off of there before, you know, by the time I came in.
Now, Rusty only moved up the street into his new wife's place. He doesn't have access to radios at the house just yet, because he's in a little bit.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm going to service the air conditioning.
I'm looking for anybody from now on.
It's everywhere. All right, I catch you later. KB2HXS.
I haven't tried this, but you know, can't you? You know, like if you're in an HOA, can't you put like a dipole like up in an attic or something like that, and it still get out good enough?
There are all kinds of things you can do. You know, obviously you'll have to make sure it doesn't set off, for instance, if you've got a security system or fire smoke alarm system. I actually set mine off one time, put a J-pole up in the attic temporarily, and it was kind of a last-minute deal. I was trying to check into a simplex net, and it was last-minute rush. I put it up there just for the height without trying to get it up and, you know, trying to mount it on the outside. I keyed down on it and set the smoke alarm off, and I was trying to do it without waking my wife up because it was already late. But anyway, so you got to watch out for things like that.
Sounds like it didn't work out good. Well, how much does the roof impede your signal when you do something like that? Is it any huge difference?
That insulated or backing on some of your some of the roof panels, they'll have that it's like aluminum on the inside for the heat reflector. That would make a huge difference from what I understand, but a lot of people do it. I mean, it's just something you have to try. It shouldn't affect it that much, but you know, a slightly compromised antenna is a lot better than no antenna. So, you know, you do what you have to do.
True. I live in an HOA too, and I've checked our covenants, and there's nothing specifically in there about antennas. But I still have, you know, I don't want to draw any attention to myself. So I've got an antenna up, but I try to camouflage it. Kind of, you know, right in front of some trees so that you can't really see it unless you're looking for it. And, so far I haven't had any problems out of them, but I heard that they are starting to do ride-arounds again where they're looking for violations, which they haven't really done in a while, so we'll see.
Well, specifically in the covenants about that, I would argue that point. Of course, it might make them have a board meeting and decide to change that, but still. And I don't know if South Carolina's done this. I know there's a move to try to ham radio operators have gotten together and to try to get states, government agencies, get them to where they can't, because ham radio is used in emergency services as backup and that kind of thing, that they can't ban antennas. But I don't know how widespread that is. I think South Carolina, I know they had a bill up about a year and a half ago, and I think that passed, but I can't remember. So it may not, even if there is an HOA covenant, you may be able to get around it.
I need to look into that. I know, so like the only thing our covenants mentions is satellite dishes. It says you can't have a satellite dish, which is actually illegal because from what I understand from my little bit of research, there's an FCC law from back in the 90s, that's some kind of telecommunications act that says that they cannot impede you from having a satellite dish or TV antennas. Now, that does not cover ham radio antennas, but as far as like TV and regular radio, there's an FCC law about that. So that's one that I know they can't do.
Imagine they'd be able to keep you from having satellite dishes. But wire antennas are a lot easier to hide, and they're not as visible. You sneak it up, you know, do it early morning or when you know everybody's at work, and do it a little bit at a time. Once they're up in the air, I've got an infed, it's got 130-foot wire on it, runs out through the trees, through the woods. I don't have any restrictions on that, but I'll go back to just look, make sure there's no branches getting close or anything like that, and I have trouble finding it sometimes. I'm like, and I'm the one that put it up there, but it kind of disappears into the trees.
I need to learn more about making antennas. I haven't tried to build one yet. It looks like like a regular dipole isn't that difficult, but I don't know much about them.
Basic dipole is probably one of the easiest ones to build, and if you just do one for the specific frequency, you don't have to worry about the phalanx and things like that for the most part if you cut the cut the length correctly.
One of my questions is like, so you know, if you have your wire come off, and you know, let's say you have to loop the end to, you know, to tie it off somewhere, do you count the length of that loop, or is it just from, you know, end to insulator to your like PL259 connection.
Count to the end of where it makes that loop. If you bend it back on itself to tie it off or tie it around the insulator, I have put antennas up before, and they've turned like greater than 90 degree angles, and that, I still count the end. You may have to adjust it, the overall length, if you do something like that. And it may compromise a little bit, but if you're tying it off, whatever the end is, you're tying it off. If you can actually tune your antenna that way. If you find you're too long, you can just double the wire over at the end a little bit and shorten it that way. So don't count the part that you bend over and tie off.
One of the questions I had, because I've watched some YouTube videos, on how to make dipoles and stuff, and nobody ever really seems to address that. So maybe they just, people assume that we should already know that. But yeah, I'm new to it, so I'm a dummy when it comes to the antennas.
There are no dumb questions in this hobby, because we all start at different levels of knowledge. Most of us don't have any or much when we start. So anybody, ask anything. You ever have a question, if I don't know it, or, somebody on here is probably listening that might know, or you could put it out there on the net if you have another question.
Shane, I appreciate the information this morning. I just pulled into the parking lot at work, so I'm going to head on in, but hopefully I'll catch on here maybe next week one morning.
Have a chat, and have a good day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you later. KO4, I think it's KO4, SZY, N4ZLK.
Close. KQ4, SZY, you were close. I'm clear. Have a good day, man.
Okay. KQ4WJT.
KQ4WJT. N4ZLK. How are you?
Late start. Heading into the office, but was up late. And glad it's Friday. How are you?
Also, glad it's Friday also. How are the girls? Are they doing all right?
They're all good. They had a big day out in the sun. They went up with Abby and the cousins up to the little Table Rock lake there, and they were all tired yesterday evening, so I imagine they'll probably sleep in a good bit.
I didn't realize they did that. I haven't been to that lake to swim. I guess they were swimming, wading in the water. Last time I was there doing that, I've hiked and stuff, obviously. We've been there hiking, but I haven't been to that little lake specifically for that purpose since the 70s. Man, that's a long time ago.
That's a while ago. It's impressive you remember that. I don't know if I've ever actually been in it. We went to, I don't think I've ever been to it either. I think Nadine Salgado there maybe a year or so or two ago. But trying to do it more, especially now it's summertime and not having a pool anymore, so trying to find ways to get out and enjoy the heat.
Next to that pool is a kind of a bummer, I'm sure. But yeah, we never took you guys to the Table Rock Lake. Of course, we had the pool, and there was really no reason with no boat. Well, you don't take a boat there, but. Yeah, it's a beautiful area, though. I'm glad they had a good time. And then they were down at Michaela's, the day before or 2 days before, playing in the water.
They set up a little sprinkler, let them run around, played in the creek there. And Ada's loving it. She's all getting tanned up and got that sun face on her, but she's loving it, that's for sure.
And easy. She gets dark really fast. How's Nadine's uncle doing? Have you heard anything?
Since yesterday morning, or I guess afternoon, I talked to Jeff, or I gave him a call, and he and old man, his mom, Nadine's grandma, were leaving the hospital to go get some lunch. And He, Jason was out of surgery. 1 second. My throat there. Jason was out of surgery, or came out of surgery, but was pretty lucid, I guess. Obviously still under the drugs, but they put a big metal rod in his leg, I think to help the bones heal up. And at that time, they hadn't talked to the doctors yet about the MRI scans that they did, or CAT scans, I guess. So I think we'll probably hear from them today if anything came about that. But so hopefully get more word on the fractures to his spine. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a pretty rough recovery for him, just given age and everything.
Trouble. Just the way that happened. And how old is he? And is that Jeff's mom's brother?
That's his brother he grew up with. And he's 50s. I mean, I think they're both in their 50s. So you guys are all about the same age there. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he lives on his own, not married, no kids or anything. So he's probably going to have to either stay with Jeff and Karen, more than likely, or potentially his mom up at the lake, you know, man, up at the lake house, depending on how well he can get around. So time will tell, that's for sure.
I got that confused. I was thinking it was Jeff's uncle. I guess from the video, I thought he looked a little bit older, but that's Jeff's brother. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Now, where was he? Just downtown somewhere walking across the street? And how did they get a hold of that video?
He paves roads in Texas. He's done that for a long time, I think. So he was working. If you watch the video again, you can see he's all dressed up in his, like, reflective suit, whatnot. I thought the video came from one of their work vehicles, but it kind of looked like that was just a person ready to go across that green light there. So I'm not exactly sure if it came from, you know, someone he was working with or just someone random, but it was definitely a dash cam of some sort.
If I remember correctly, you could hear the couple in the car talking from that. Well, I didn't realize I wasn't really paying attention that he was actually working. I thought he was just crossing the street somewhere. Just, you know, as a pedestrian, I'll have to look at that again. Man, that's terrible. I mean, I'm glad he's okay, glad he's going to make it, but gee whiz. That kind of stuff happens so much. It's why they have out on the roads, they'll have police officers and cones, and it's kind of a pain when you're traveling, especially on the interstate. But people do not slow down, and I know that wasn't, well, I don't know what happened. The guy ran a red light or something or turned. I have to watch it again, but that kind of stuff happens so often to road construction workers.
It's sad, but yeah, it looked like the person was, turning left, so they had to yield to the traffic coming across, but then the light turned kind of right after they hit, so it almost looked like the car that ended up hitting Jason was just going to go through the yellow red light, and the other car anticipated them to stop, type of thing. I guess Jeff was telling me that his coworkers on the road didn't realize he was hit for a minute because it like threw him 20 feet kind of off into the bushes, and so it took them all a minute to get to him. I think once they got the person out of the car, that's when they said, we hit someone, you know, and they were trying to look for him. And icing on the cake was that he landed in a red ant hill pile, so he got a lot of bites while laying there.
Didn't feel it, though, because what else happened, but still, of all the things, you're already going through that, you got to add to it. Landing on an ant hill to begin, or to top it off. That's crazy. Well, I mean, I'm hoping that, I guess the people in the car with the dash cam, they stopped. Well, I hope they stopped. It sounds like it. It seems like they would have said, hey, somebody got hit. We saw it, because they were commenting on it in the video, if I remember correctly.
And, you know, they got the video from them, so I would imagine it helped, but it happened at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. Jeff said his phone started ringing, 115, 120. So he got up and drove a couple hours to Austin, middle of the night, to get out there. So it's just, it's crazy. A lot of time in the hospital this year, that's for sure.
About those kind of things happening, and always seems to happen to other people, people we don't know. So, different. I mean, it's all bad, but it seems to be different when it affects this close to home.
Sure. And then, obviously, you saw Nadine's comment about her grandfather, too. That's on the same side, their dad. And so, it's been a lot going on over there. We were almost, he wasn't doing too well at one point. So we were kind of looking at Nadine flying out there with Isla, potentially. Hopefully we don't have to, but we kind of, I don't know, maybe anticipate that in the next couple of years. So we'll see.
Okay. I'll have to look at that text again. I remember she mentioned her grandfather, and I think your grandmother, too, had something done. But, yeah, that's a lot going on. Poor family. Your poor family, goodness gracious.
Pretty wild year, that's for sure. Knee surgery, Isla, now Nadine's family, so it's been a long one. One for the books.
Stories to tell. Some people end up get to the end of their life and they're like, well, yeah, it just worked and don't really have much to say. And other people have lots of stories to tell.
Talking about that at work yesterday. One of our vendors came up, took us to lunch, and he's just always got some wild stories because he supplies materials to a lot of roofers over the, you know, South Carolina, Western North Carolina area. And generally, the roofing crowd's pretty rough, so there's always some funny things that come out of them. And we were telling him he needs to write a book on just everything he's heard in the past, so they're always fun to hear.
Oh, goodness. I knew know a guy. I haven't seen him in a while, but he used to work with him doing construction, and they were doing his family roof, his parents' home, and he was snapping chalk lines and was walking backwards and just wasn't paying attention and walked off the edge of the roof, broke his back. He can walk. He's got some paralysis, you know, in his lower spine, but he is able to walk and get around, but, man, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, that's the golden rule whenever up there is that no one walks backwards because you never know how close you are to the edge. One of the things that our vendor was telling us yesterday, I find funny, is that this one guy he supplies to down in Sumter, I guess, kind of close to the coast, if I'm getting that correct. I was just a good old boy. Then he was telling Glenn he got a call to check out this roof right off King Street down in Charleston. So he drove down there one day, and he arrived, and the ladder was already set up to the roof, so he was, you know, all excited that the customer had this ready for him. So he goes up, and he's doing this whole inspection. And then he turns around to get off the roof, and the ladder's gone, and it was the HVAC guys that were up there doing their thing. And he was telling them he had a phone that worked great, but the phone was in the car. And he was waving down to people on the street, and they were all waving back at him, and he was trying to call for help, and no one would. And eventually, I think he said the fire department showed up to get him off the roof because no one was willing or able to come up and get him. But it's just funny to hear that.
Well, you've got one similar. Didn't that store manager lock the door on you when you were on top of a CVS or something like that down in the Anderson area?
Yeah, that was on a Target down in Anderson. It was one of those huge showers during the summer. And, we went up, closed the hatch so the water wouldn't come in the building. And she went up and locked it right behind us. And it was raining so hard we couldn't get our phones to work to call anyone. And we just start beating on the building, basically, until someone heard us. And, that was pretty funny. It was dangerous with how bad the storm was. We shouldn't have even been up there, but, yeah.
Well, you've got a story already. At least nobody got hurt, so it can be funny. All right, Seth, thanks for the call. Really good to hear you. Hope you have a great day. I love you, and tell the girls hello, and say hello to everybody there at the office. I just pulled in the parking lot, so I will talk to you later. KQ4WJT at 4ZLK.
It's good to hear you, too, and thanks for talking. We'll have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. N4ZLK, KQ4WJT, clear.